This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net. I've asked Stephen Jagger to come back and do part two of the last program we did, which focused really on real estate sales and technology, but I wanted to focus a bit more on other technological tools. Stephen and I recently participated in a panel with the Vancouver Board of Trade talking about really how we can leverage ourselves, or as it was topicked or titled, was Big Impact for Your Small Business, which is really about if you're a virtual business or a small business or maybe an international business with many nodes, so to speak, how do you appear to be a larger corporation, so to speak, or in essence, how do you create that presence in the marketplace without kind of, in essence, breaking the bank, so to speak? So what we want to talk about today, asking Steve, by the way, thanks for coming back.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Having him talk a little bit about some of these tools that he's utilizing. He's seen successful salespeople and entrepreneurs utilize technologically, some of them free, by the way, to help leverage their business. Everything from phone systems to increased capacity to communicate and research with clients. So, Steve, why don't we start talking off about, I know you've been sort of pushing me to do this, and I guess I'm going to sign up today, is get back on Twitter for me. And Twitter's a great tool a lot of people are raving about. So, Steve, maybe you'll tell our audience a little bit about what Twitter's about and why, if you're a sales professional, why you'd even utilize it.
Sure. The cool thing about Twitter, they call it a micro-blogging platform, which is you get to write about what you're doing, and sort of keeping your followers up to date. The neat thing about Twitter is you can only write in 140 character, segments. So you don't have much space to ramble on about anything. It's just meant to be talking about literally what you're up to. Like right now, I would update my Twitter to say that I'm, sitting in Shane Gibson's office recording a podcast, update. And then my followers can see what I'm up to at this moment. The reason it really works is because it allows you to follow other people that you're interested in and have people that are interested in what you do following you. And when you do throw out stuff about, like, recording a podcast with Shane Gibson, maybe somebody, it messages you back asking, who's Shane Gibson or what does he do? And you can get into conversations about these things that you do. Or somebody says, what's a podcast? And it's a way to sort of create a conversation about the things that you do in your day-to-day life. It works surprisingly well for meeting offline. Sometimes in the mornings when I'm about to take my dog out for a walk, I'll update Twitter saying, I'm on the seawall about to take my dog out for a walk. I'm the one with the red setter. And people have come up and asked, like, are you Steve? And I'm like, yeah. And they say, oh, I saw it on Twitter. And they're just, people that are local I've never met before. I know who they are on the internet. And it allows you to sort of interact offline from your online world.
Okay, so let's look at this. Let's say, I was working for the Vancouver Board of Trade. I'm a sales rep and I'm on Twitter. How could I use that as a tool? I know you sort of gave an example of that at the Board of Trade, and that was really interesting. So how would you use that as a tool to actually turn that and monetize it into a networking opportunity or a business opportunity?
Well, the way it worked the other day before we did that that talk at the Board of Trade, I put into my Twitter account, I said to people that are following me, I said, is anybody a member of the Vancouver Board of Trade? And I said, what's your feedback? And I got two pretty much instant messages back. One was from a Vancouver realtor that said he felt that the Board of Trade was a little pricey for a one-man show. And the other guy sent a message back saying that it was a bunch of old rich guys that don't know what Twitter is. So maybe if we focus on the first one, the realtor, he actually had a great point. And when I talked to the Board of Trade, I kind of explained this and said, like, we found a guy on Twitter. It took us a couple seconds to find one guy that sounds like he's interested, but the costs he thinks is too high for he's considered, a small one-man operation. And I think it's a great opportunity for somebody from the board to get in touch with this guy, open the dialogue with him, go for a coffee, and explain the benefits of the Board of Trade or of being a member of it. Or maybe they have some special plan for the one-man show kind of guy.
They do have a one-man pricing plan, which he probably doesn't know about.
Maybe he doesn't even know about it.
So it's almost a good research tool as well, and it's instant.
Yeah. It's unbelievably instant. I did that like 2 hours before I was to do the presentation while I was sort of fixing up my slides. I put that in there and I got it back in 15 minutes. I had two responses.
Fantastic.
I did the same thing with the restaurant owner. friend of mine, I was convincing him to get on Twitter for his restaurant. And so he set up his Twitter account and showed him what was happening. And I put into my Twitter account, I said, has anybody ever been to, and I put the link to his restaurant's website. And I got three responses. Two of them were very positive, said, yeah, it was great, I love the restaurant. And one of them was very negative that said she hadn't been there in a year. And she felt that the pricing was a little high for the quality of the food. So I was showing this restaurant owner that it took us, again, no time to find three past customers, two happy ones that hadn't been in a while, one not so happy that hadn't been in over a year. And it's like, there's three people you can start a conversation with, invite them back to your restaurant, get them to make the reservations through you, through Twitter, so other people are seeing that they're making the reservations at that restaurant. And that way you can be there in the restaurant for when that person comes in, you can walk over to their table, shake their hand, buy them a glass of wine, you know, free appetite, whatever it is you need to do. People, especially for the restaurant world, people really dig knowing the restaurant owner. You feel good about it. The friends you're with think, you know, it's really a beneficial thing, especially if you've got colleagues that you're in with. It's very impressive to have the owner of the restaurant come out and shake your hand and say hi and know who you are. And a smart restaurant owner, I think, can use Twitter to kind of know everybody and engage with them so everybody feels that they know the owner of so-and-so.
Excellent. Now, there was another tool that you're talking about, and it was one that I thought was really interesting for those of us who maybe are running a business in multiple locations, and we're trying to maintain, in essence, keep our business relatively lean. And one of these things is managing our telecommunications. And there's another tool that you were telling us about the other day that I thought was really interesting, something that I'm going to look into for our own business.
Talking about Grand Central?
Grand Central.
Yeah, basically Grand Central is grandcentral.com. It's a company that Google bought. And what it is it's your typical big phone system that somebody would come and strap into the wall of your office and set up all the phones on the desks and sort of get you up and running with a big phone system with the ability to have multiple lines and hold buttons and music and whatever you need. The idea behind Grand Central, it's the exact same thing, except it's all based completely on the internet and it's totally free. So we use Grand Central for our business, and you can literally set up voice messages for every customer. So I could put Shane's phone number into Grand Central so that when Shane calls into to our business line, it recognizes your cell phone number and it can have a special message from me to you saying, hey Shane, thanks for calling. We're not here right now. You know, leave us a message. And you can do that for every customer if you wanted, or you could upload all of your clients' phone numbers and have a special message for them because the system can recognize, oh, it's a customer. And then if it doesn't recognize the number, the system will assume it's not a customer, and you can have a special message for the people that are not in the system yet. So it's a very effective way of personalizing your phone system, routing calls, sort of doing all that stuff, and there's no cost. There's some cost, like not financial cost. One of the costs we have, it's an American system, so the only numbers you can get are American numbers. Being a Canadian company, you know, we've got a workaround that we run our a Vonage number with a 604 number through to our Grand Central numbers. And
those of you who are listening who are in other countries, a Vonage number is, of course, in essence, a voice over internet phone service
that
costs pennies instead of dollars to make long distance calls.
Yeah.
So he's got this free phone system, and literally for pennies he can have people call him instead of investing all those funds in it. And it sounds like it's much more technologically advanced than most of the phone systems I've heard of.
It's shockingly unbelievable. You get your voicemails in your email, you click a little button, it plays it right in your email. You can save it. You can have it automatically recording every call that comes in. It's got so many functions to it. It's really a great system.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, look, that's our podcast for today, and that's two great tools that Steve shared with us. And I think these are great tools because it's sort of what I like about it is it's not from somebody promoting the product because they're involved in the company or whatnot. This is in essence,
free.
This is an entrepreneur, a salesperson, a person who works with thousands of salespeople through their technology business, really giving you a couple of great free tools. Twitter, which is twitter.com,
yep.
TWITTER.com, and then grandcentral.com. Two great tools you can check out with as a salesperson or as an entrepreneur. This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net. Thanks again, Steve, for coming.
No problem.